This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Trump, speaking to the NRA convention, claimed that Mrs. Clinton wants to take away your guns. Super PAC supporting Clinton has raised $47 million to attack Trump. Heat in India has hit a record of over 123 degrees. Cash benefits in Arizona are smaller now than when Congress created the assistance program 20 years ago. In 2009, Arizona reduced the maximum benefit by 20% to $278 a month for a family of three with no other income. That cut, coupled with inflation, has reduced the buying power of the maximum benefit by about half. The limit in about two-thirds of the states is still 5 years max. City in Sweden has launched a trial by mandating a 30-hour week. An audit published in mid-April concluded that the program in its first year had sharply reduced absenteeism and improved productivity and worker health. Governor of Oklahoma vetoed the bill that would impose felony charges on doctors who perform abortions, calling the measure vague and unconstitutional. For much of the past two decades, doctors were writing so many prescriptions for the powerful opiate painkillers like OxyContin that in recent years, they have been enough for every American adult to have a bottle. But for each of the past 3 years, 2013 through 15, prescriptions have declined, a review of several sources of data shows. According to a 2008 study, most children born in the summer tends to be among the youngest members of their class at school, which appears to explain why they are significantly less likely to hold leadership positions during high school, and thus another study indicates less likely to land premium jobs later in life. Similarly, according to research published in the journal Economics Letters in 2012, the number of American chief executives who were born in June and July is almost one-third lower than would be expected on the basis of chance alone. Even a first letter of a person's last name can explain significant achievement gaps. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.